Consumer prices up 5.3% as food, fuel, and shelter surge higher. By John Carney on September 14, 2021. Consumer prices rose again in August, albeit at a slower pace than earlier in the summer. The Consumer Price Index rose 5.3% compared with a year ago, the Department of Labor said Tuesday. On a monthly basis, the CPI rose 0.3%. That continues the trend seen since January as the U.S. economy has been racked by soaring prices and ongoing supply disruptions. But the resurgence of coronavirus infections has slowed parts of the economy, relieving SZROMI of the inflationary pressure. Economists had forecast a 5.3% annual gain and 0.4% compared with the prior month. The major stock indexes turned sharply higher on the news, presumably because the slightly lower-than-expected monthly inflation number is seen as relieving some of the pressure on the Federal Reserve to begin tapering its bond purchases at its monetary policy this month. Many economists now expect the Fed will hold off until its November meeting to formally announce a reduction in bond purchases. Despite repeated assurances from Federal Reserve officials that they can contain inflation and that the current bout of rising prices is only transitory, the public increasingly expects more inflation. The indexes for gasoline, household furnishings and operations, food, and shelter climbed higher in August. Excluding food and energy, prices rose just 0.1% for the month. Compared with a year ago, core inflation was up 4.0%. Both were below the consensus forecast. Food prices rose 0.4% from July to August and were up 3.7% compared with a year ago. Gasoline rose 2.8% for the month and is up 42.7% from a year ago, when prices were extremely depressed. New vehicle prices rose 1.2% in August and are up 7.6% from a year ago. Used vehicle prices dipped 1.5% but remain 31.9% above the year-ago level.